Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
We're going to talk about some positive things that are happening in the United States. You know, on this particular show, since we talk about finance and politics as much as we do, there's a lot of doom and gloom. You know, there's a lot of disgruntlement with what's going on. There are a lot of people throwing stones at capitalism, a lot of people throwing stones at the Republicans, a lot of people throwing stones at the Democrats, you know. But I maintain that we have to really not be myopic. We have to watch the movie of life on the biggest screen that we can, and we have to look at all things. We have to realize that what made the United States such a great country wasn't necessarily the politicians, but it was the people. It was the economic system. It was capitalism. You know, people in our country and other countries are great. If left to their own devices, people can do absolutely miraculous things. And that's what we're going to talk about in the first segment. I'm going to chat right now with a fellow by the name of David Oliver and his son, Connor. David and Connor live down in the Portland, Oregon area. Let me tell you an interesting story, and then I'm just going to turn it over to them afterwards. Connor is a very, very accomplished golfer. He won the Oregon Junior Championship in the category, if I'm not mistaken, of 8 to 11-year-olds. He has since won golf tournaments, but an interesting thing happened when Connor was 11 and a half years old. He was diagnosed with leukemia. Okay, a lot of people would have simply gone hysterical. They would have thrown their hands in the air. You know, they would have said, poor me, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a victim. What did Connor do? What did his family do? They said, nope, we're not going to play that game. We're going to make things work. Here's the story. David, you want to start out?
Okay. Well, on actually, we were Connor and his mom were attending my father-in-law's birthday, and Connor had been playing golf for that summer. I think he had been about 14, 15 tournaments. He'd won 8 out of the 14 tournaments I think he was in. I think he'd won 2 majors, local majors, the Max Play Championship and then the Portland Juniors Rose City Championship.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so the summer usually revolved around Connor and his golf. So I was taking my littlest daughter at the time. Connor was 11, she was 7. I wanted to take her out for a special day, and so I took her up in a glider. Actually, she went up in the glider by herself.
You're crazy. That's all.
Not by herself, but just with a pilot.
You're crazy. Okay, you're not crazy.
No, just by herself. But usually kids that age, go up in a, you know, a 3-seat glider with a pilot and their parent and stuff.
Sure.
But she didn't want anything to do with that and went up with her by herself because she loves planes and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So it was a great time for her. It was her special time. And Connor had been sick. Not sick, but we just couldn't figure out why. At these golf tournaments, he was, not putting the kids away when he had a chance to put them away. He'd win by sometimes 7 or 8 strokes, and then he would struggle to get in the playoff. And it was just inconsistent. He just didn't look quite right. And finally, when my wife asked him why he was sitting down in the bathroom, and he was sitting down brushing his teeth, and she asked why, and she says, well, I'm tired, it takes too much energy to brush his teeth. So she took him into the doctor that day to maybe check for mono. And make a long story short, I was on the way home from having my daughter up in the glider, and we got a call saying that, well, the hospital called and wants him to come straight to the hospital because they had taken the blood at the doctor's office and bring him right in. He's very anemic. And to make a longer story shorter, by 10:30 that night, we had the preliminary diagnosis that he had leukemia.
Let's switch microphones a little bit here. Connor, I got to ask you a question, buddy. How'd you feel about that? You have to be, I would think, concerned would be almost an understatement.
Well, I was really overwhelmed. I hadn't even heard about what it was. I didn't completely understand what it meant, but by the next day I was like, I was really starting to freak out, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can imagine. So okay, fast forward a little bit. You went through treatment. You went through chemo. That's not a pleasant thing to go through. You know, I went through that not personally, but with my mother. I know it's not a pleasant thing to go through. But, you know, you came out the other side. You still had cancer. What was your attitude then? Were you thinking, well, you know, maybe this is too much for me? Or, you know, I mean, you had to be confused, right?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
It was a big experience to go through, and it wasn't easy, but...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine it wasn't easy at all. All right. So, David, you know, as Connor's father, you know, along with your wife and Connor's siblings, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet my life on the fact that you guys were giving him all support in the world. You know, what did you decide to do at that point?
Well, when it was diagnosed, I mean, they lay out the whole treatment plan, and the treatment plan is basically about 40 some months of treatment.
Yeah.
Chemo.
Sure.
Not a short-term thing, so it's a very long-term thing. And it's just continually, there's a couple different stages of it, and it's just, they just continually bombard the cancer cells with poison to try to keep them from ever coming back. And that's basically the process.
Okay. Now, but so you're on the other side of the tunnel, for lack of better terms, and you know, you're sick, but you're getting by. What did you do, Connor? You kept on playing golf. Am I correct in that?
Yes, I played golf throughout my whole treatment, and
why'd you do that?
Well,
I made him.
No, not really.
That's just a joke.
I hear you. Yeah.
No, go ahead, Connor.
It was something I really loved to do, and I didn't want to really give up too many things. I decided that I wanted to try and carry on.
Sure.
And golf was one of my favorite things to do, so I just still golf. Never really stopped.
Where do you stand today on this? Now, you're a high school student in Portland, Oregon. You know, what's going on? You're still playing? You're still playing competitively?
Yeah, over the summer we played the Oregon golf circuit and everything, and this is my first year on the high school golf team too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
how you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm playing number two. Our team won state last year.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We're hoping for a repeat this year.
Uh huh. What are your plans? I mean, now I read in the article that you are, you know, you're thinking you might like to go to a top quality school like a Stanford. What are your plans in terms of, let's take it just throughout high school and then we'll progress after that. What do you want to do for, you're what, a freshman?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
What are you going to do for the next 4 years, man?
I'm going to just keep working at golf and working at school and see how good I can get, see if I can get in any big national tournaments and get my name out there.
I mean, this thing obviously has slowed you up to a certain extent, but you're still playing competitively, and it really sounds like you're still winning. You know, I want to get you back briefly in the next segment, and I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I don't necessarily want to talk about Connor Oliver, but what I want to talk about is, with both you and your dad, is what... You know, what was your experience dealing with other patients as an example? What advice would you guys give to other people who are faced with what I would consider to be a major challenge? You know, I mean, whether there's all kinds of challenges, you know, whether it's a financial challenge, whether it's a health challenge, whatever, emotional challenges, there's all kinds of challenges. I want to get you guys back in the next segment and talk to our listeners, if you would, about what you can do to come out the other end, as you have definitely done, Connor. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with Connor and his father, David Oliver.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is chatting with Connor Oliver and his father, David. We're going to talk a little bit about what you folks out there should, in our minds anyway, keep in mind when you're faced with challenges. You know, it's easy in our society today to play the blame game. It's easy to blame the government. It's easy to blame various political parties. It's easier to blame various people for what's going on. But you know what? that's an absolute no-win situation. Let's start with the father. David, do you agree with me?
Definitely agree with you. I mean, it was funny when this whole thing happened. I mean, I'm not antisocial, but some people say I've insulated myself a little bit, and I found out really early on that I was a member of a community, and to get something from the cancer community, I had to get something. I had to actually step out. We had to go to a snowmobile party that the local snowmobile club put on for cancer kids. And just the fact that we went and I stepped out, I mean, I got a lot back from the people that put on those kind of functions. And the other patients. I mean, my support group just got bigger. And trust me, you can't handle all this kind of stuff by yourself. And it was just amazing as we would step out and go to these functions where we never would have thought of doing something like that before. It just was rubbing shoulders with people that were in need and were dealing with it. And it was just a very encouraging, uplifting thing for us and helped us get by.
Let me ask you a question. You know, a guy who I consider to be one of the guys, let me just say this, the man is a real inspiration to me. He's a congressman from Texas, and he's a pediatrician, and his name is Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. And Ron and I, he announced actually on our show that he was going to go after the Republican nomination for president recently. And I was amazed and proud and happy, et cetera, that the congressman would do that. But I asked him off the air, I said, Congressman, you're a libertarian, and part of the libertarian philosophy is they don't really believe in welfare, okay? They think that welfare is really, I don't want to say counterproductive, but, you know, takes away incentives, what have you. And Congressman Paul just started roaring with laughter, and he said, you know, Corlin, you're not the brightest guy in the world, are you? And I said, no, but what do you, you know, why would you say that? And he said, don't you have any faith in your fellow man? Don't you understand that people will take care of each other? And don't you understand that that's what they have to do? What do you guys think about that?
Go ahead, Connor.
Well, definitely. We had to get a lot of support from everyone.
Sure.
Like even the nurses and the doctors, they helped us get through this. And it was just a big group of people that they were the ones who just made sure we got through all right.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you just a quick story.
Yeah.
With health insurance and stuff, and we went to the first hospital we went to out of district is not the right word, but it wasn't the right hospital. So we had to switch hospitals. So we had some extra financial bills because of
sure.
That we weren't in an in-district hospital, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think within 2 weeks of Connor's diagnosis, or maybe 3 weeks, the school that he was going to go to, and he went to in the fall because we didn't want to miss school, had one or two fundraisers. They did a car wash. They did a plant sale. I think they raised over, do you remember how much it was, Connor?
I think it was a couple thousand.
About a couple thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did a couple garage sales and made another couple thousand dollars. One of the another group here locally did a fundraiser, put Connor on the back of a cookbook that they publish, and we got all the proceeds for that to help with medical bills. The soccer club that my daughters played for put the girls on the same team, even though they weren't the same age group. Save us from having to go to two sets of soccer practices a week and two sets of soccer. They did not charge the fees for the soccer, for them to play soccer that year.
Right.
I mean, I can't come up with how many people stepped up and in many ways how they supported, whether it be bringing meals over. Friends of my wife brought, I think it was Meals, I can't remember the name of the organization. But you can go and you prepare the meals, and these people freeze it, and then they deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was amazing how many people stepped up and gave us.
You know, and what I find to be interesting about that is I'll bet you didn't go out and ask for it, number one. And number two, Yeah, I guess I'd leave it right there. I'd say, you know, you don't strike me as being the kind of people who would go out and say, you know, we got to have this, you owe it to us. We got to have this, you owe it to us. It sounds to me like the community rallied around you and said, you know, these guys need some help and we're going to give it to them. I mean, what's wrong with that picture? I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I just find it astounding that our society may very well be shifting away from, you know, actually accomplishing things like that, you know, into a society where people are just assuming that they're entitled, for lack of better terms. It just, that concerns me a lot. Connor, you know, interesting question I have for you. I mean, if you could have at this point, if you would say one thing to any of the other kids out there, or any of the other adults for that matter out there who are dealing with cancer, I want you to think about this. And while I'm talking, just think about this. But I'd like to know what you'd say to them. I have a very close friend who I do another radio show with, who is just an absolute prince, one of the most nicest guys in the world, just diagnosed with lung cancer. Okay, Connor, what would you say to those people?
Oh, I just have to say that you need to always look forward and not to give up hope. You need to look forward and
live in the moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't just dwell on it. Just keep up hope and look to the people around you, the close people around you, and just keep on living your life.
And you learn that in golf. And I find that to be interesting. In golf, if you don't live in the moment, you're never going to be a good golfer. Final word?
Keep on keeping on. You know, we decided we weren't going to be robbed by this, that in some way it was going to be a positive.
Right.
And we can, without a doubt, say that in some respect, this has been a positive experience. Connor's a much better person coming out of it, and we all are.
You know what? And I want to say to you folks out there, we're going to get back to business and politics, but you know what? You need to hear stories like this. I mean, this young man and his family, let's talk about doing things right. These guys do it. Hey, email me your comments. You know how to get a hold of me. Love to hear what you have to say about this. David and Connor, thank you so much, buddies.
All right, no problem. Our pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, I just realized I had a couple of extra minutes here. Not even a couple of extra minutes, a little less than that. But I want to say a couple of things about the prior two interviews. You know, it is really, really important to understand that working together, family values, not giving up, courage, etc., are again what made this country really, really great. You know, and Connor and his family are really good examples of what people in the United States need to be like. I mean, this kid, can you imagine at the age of 11 or whatever being told that you've got leukemia and going on ahead and continuing with your life, not giving up, etc.? I mean, you know, we need to realize it's people like this that have made the United States great. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapon safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back to business. Chatting right now with Kevin Kerr. Kevin, I want to talk to you a little bit about the run-up that we're seeing in the gold price right now. Gold closed yesterday something north of $1,180 an ounce on the ask side. I feel that the reason that that is going on right now, aside from the usual, you know, political turmoil, et cetera, you know, I think people are starting to realize that we're right around the corner from what I think could be a significant inflation. Now, the reason I say that is because when you look at the magnitude of the U.S. federal government debt, it's huge. And there's only three things they can do. They can renege, which I almost guarantee you they're not going to do. They can raise taxes, which I almost guarantee you they're going to do. And they can inflate their way out of a portion of it, which I can almost guarantee they're going to do. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, option number three. I have to agree with you, Al. That's what I see them doing, too. You know, we've been saying this for a long time, that, you know, all this excess printing of money, the careless policy over at the Fed, you know, it's going to come home to roost eventually, and we're starting to see signs of inflation now. You know, a lot of the commodities have been moving higher. Energy prices have certainly stayed high, but we're seeing many other commodities also ratchet up here. And we're very, very concerned about all this money sloshing around. It's going to end up causing inflation, and that's being reflected in the gold price.
I agree with that 100%. You know, it is interesting. There is an argument out there for deflation right now. And, you know, if you look at real estate prices in the majority of the country, I mean, yeah, prices are coming back in some areas, but, you know, not to any great extent. If you look at automobile prices, if you look at some of the other prices, one could argue that we're in a deflationary environment of sorts. But I have to tell you, Kevin, long term, I just don't see it.
Yeah, that's what makes it so tough, because we do see signs of deflation shorter term. But looking at the bigger picture, as you pointed out, longer term, we're going to be stuck with this nasty inflation. So we can be distracted by the short-term deflation or the deflation that's currently with us. But the bigger picture, probably the more important picture, is to look at what is going to happen when that inflation really starts to set in and we return to the nightmare of the 70s.
And the interesting question is, number one, do you think we're going to return to the nightmare of the 70s? Possibly in my mind.
I think it's very possible. And I also think that what you're seeing, you know, worldwide, as we see the dollar moving higher along with gold, is you're seeing really a fear play in many ways. And that is a flight out of debt. You know, the dollar's been rallying because the euro has been falling so much on the concerns over Greece. And I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I spend a lot of my time in Eastern Europe, and I wouldn't be surprised if more of those countries go through the same trauma very shortly. But, you know, this is just a house of cards in Europe. So we're starting to see a flight from debt out of the paper currency into more hard assets, and the primary one being gold.
I have to tell you, I think that Greece, which is now, I mean, this is no disrespect to the country or what have you, but, you know, Greece is not necessarily in the realm of being a large country. You know, when you talk about sovereign debt in an area like Greece, Portugal, or Spain, yeah, of course it's very important. And to say that it isn't, you know, you'd have to be a fool to say that. But wait until the issue of sovereign debt really becomes an issue vis-a-vis the United States. Then you're going to see some, you think you're seeing headlines now. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I agree. The thing is, we were aware of problems in Spain and elsewhere. You know, Greece kind of was hidden behind the fact that they had elections coming up, and, you know, they're just the first one on the chopping block, really. We see real concern for Spain, Portugal, much of the Baltic states, such as Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. Latvia has already had major problems. You know, many of these countries, and, of course, even some of the bigger countries. You know, this is a major problem for the euro, and the dollar is a benefactor because of that, not because of solid money policy here in the U.S. So we've seen the Fed just basically sitting on their hands, and they'll continue to have to do that.
Well, where we're at right now, purely and simply, I think, is the dollar, you know, as a lot of people are saying, is really considered to be the best of the worst at this moment in time. I don't think that scenario is going to continue.
It's a race to the bottom, truly. You know, I don't think that the dollar is going to lose all of its luster, but it's certainly been knocked off the top peg. You know, at the end of the day, I think investors, after having gone through everything they've gone through, have very little faith, you know, worldwide, have very little faith in the dollar as compared to, say, 5-10 years ago. The debt is just insurmountable, and the continued reckless spending, you know, this healthcare bill and God knows what else, are going to lead to higher taxes. It's inevitable. And, you know, at the end of the day, the currency just is not as appealing as it was at one time.
That leaves the obvious question. What are the implications to the conventional stock market, you know, the Dow, the NASDAQ, et cetera, in your mind?
Well, it's been quite a tear here. I hate to be bearish, but, you know, I think ultimately what we're going to see, unfortunately, is a lot of these taxes impact the market in 2011. You know, we've seen a real good run-up here in early 2010. I think 10 will be a good year for the market, but I think you're going to see it backtrack quite a bit in 2011 when a lot of these tax rates increase. It's just inevitable in my mind.
I think it's inevitable. You know, I have to tell you, in my mind anyway, I think anybody who doesn't put a portion of their assets in precious metals as a hedge, not necessarily against inflation, although that's certainly an important issue, but I think anybody who doesn't consider precious metals as a hedge against economic, I won't even use the word uncertainty, I'll use the word economic turmoil. You know, I mean, I think those are the two reasons right there that the smart money around the world is going into gold and silver and propelling their respective prices upward.
Well, this isn't the first crisis we've seen during this, and this isn't going to be the last. You know, I think this all really started with the Dubai World situation, you know, and we've seen gold continue to climb throughout all these crises, you know, now the Goldman Sachs and the Greece, and, you know, who knows what's next. It's always going to be something. And gold has just consistently, for the last several years, moved higher. And we believe we're seeing a shift in investor interest into these asset classes that have never been here before, that are looking for some type of hedge, whether it be 2% or more, 10% of their portfolio, whatever it may be, just some kind of hedge to protect themselves from this kind of dollar and other currency risk.
Kevin, I'd like to get your comments on the Goldman Sachs situation. You know, and let me throw this out while you're thinking about that. Big Al's conservative or opinion is, I thought the timing between those headlines and the president's insistence on financial regulation were very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think that was well orchestrated, as best can be. You know, look, I was watching those hearings like everybody else, and I was pretty appalled. You know, I think that there's no excuse for the behavior that went on, and what we probably won't know exactly what happened. Not sure it was criminal or not, but it's certainly unethical on many levels. The point is that, you know, there's a lot of this stuff that needs to be cleaned up. You know, the SEC should be embarrassed itself for all the things that have gone on there, watching porno while the, you know, Rome burned, basically.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of blame to go around. I think that basically what we're seeing now is, in essence, a witch hunt in many ways. But I do think that Goldman is liable. I think they should just be very straight out and upfront and honest. You know, it reminds me of the Arthur Andersen problem that caused them to fold. You know, basically greed just took over. And while it may not have been illegal, it was just outright greed that shut them down. So nobody's too big to be shut down.
Well, that's exactly the problem in the United States right now, I think, is greed. You know, and I don't necessarily disagree with everything that our president is saying and doing, but what I would say is that I don't think we need new agencies, Kevin. I think the agencies are already in place. I think it's just time to stick to our knitting the old-fashioned way and get the job done.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head, Alan. We don't need more agencies. We need the ones we have to work correctly. I mean, you know, if the SEC had been on the job doing what they're supposed to do, you know, with Mr. Madoff and the rest of them, you know, a lot of this may not have happened. So I think we really just have to take a long look at the agencies we have, the CFTC, SEC, you know, all the rest of them, and sit down and say, okay, how do we make this work better? How do we get the job done? And give them some real enforcement power. You know, not the FBI, but give them the enforcement power.
I agree 100%. I have been doing consulting work between little public companies and the Securities and Exchange Commission for 30 years, and I have to tell you, we've had some very, very interesting interaction with the SEC, you know, and I've got nothing but respect for the folks who we've been dealing with down there, but I have to tell you, some of the decisions that have come out in the interest of, you know, curing the financial system and lack of oversight also, to me, have been absolutely appalling. Kevin, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the, you're continuing, I guess I should say, to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Going to talk a little bit in this last segment of the first hour about commodities. Going to be chatting with a real expert here, Tom Busby. Tom has been on the show before. Tom, thanks for joining me. How's everything down in Mobile, Alabama, my friend?
Oh, it's just great weather, and it's fun to, you know, fun to come in early, do your trading, and then go do something a little in a different category. For the golf players out there, the weather's beautiful.
Oh, fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about what you do, but I want to do that towards the end of the segment, if you don't mind. I want to talk a little bit right now with you about precious metals. And, you know, the precious metals of late, those are my favorite topics, really, both in terms of investment and in terms of discussion. But the metals are doing really well. As we're recording this, they're up again. We're approaching 1181.50 right now, and that's on the ask side. Silver is also up. It's up about 30 cents, 1873. Who knows? We could see it up around 20 fairly soon. I have long said that we are in a perfect storm long-term in terms of price appreciation for the precious metals, gold and silver. I think that it's, my humble opinion is I think everybody should have a certain amount of that in their portfolio, a certain amount of those commodities. First of all, I'd like to ask you, Tom, long term, are you bullish or bearish on precious metals?
Long term, very bullish. And, you know, I can give you a short course in it, and it's real simple. What happened with all the liquidity injected into the system over the past few years, there's always a price to pay for that. And it might take 2 to 3, 4 years, but we're gonna deal with something that is an ugly word. It's called inflation. And when we do that, inflation type assets like gold will rally. The other problem you're going to deal with is what you're seeing happen in Greece right now, where the fact that, hey, everybody wants services, everybody wants all this stuff, but nobody wants to pay for it. And what happens is it's sort of like you're running the business. Your expenses go up, your revenue stays stagnant or goes down. You presume you go out of business. When that happens, there will be a flight to quality. And gold is, you know, historically and will continue to be that measurement to tell you what's going on in the global economy.
Tom, I have a question for you about, yeah, I mean, you brought up the D word, or I'm sorry, the I word, inflation. I do another show that airs on the Business Talk Radio Network on Saturdays, and a friend of mine was on the program. His name is Rick Ackerman. Rick is a newsletter writer, commodity specialist, also out of Colorado. And he doesn't feel that inflation is right around the corner. He's a big deflationist, okay? Al Corland's humble opinion is, I don't see how, given the debt load that our wonderful presidents have amassed for each and every one of us here in the United States, there's only three ways that the U.S. is going to be able to cover that debt. One of them is not cover it, you know, and basically renege. Okay, the other one is to inflate our way out of it, and the other one is to raise taxes. I got to tell you, my friend, I'm thinking inflation and increasing taxes are an absolute necessity, and I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
it's happening right now. Cities around the country, you know, can't pay their firemen, can't pay their policemen. Their budgets are, the revenue's down, and they've got to come up with solutions to keep, you know, to keep things moving. And, you know, the first thing they're going to do is the wrong thing, which is, in my opinion, is to raise taxes. So.
Why do you think that's the wrong opinion? The wrong course of action.
Well, first of all, you got a limited amount of liquidity, and if the government takes a larger percentage of liquidity, it leaves less liquidity for the private sector. If the private sector has less liquidity, you have less risk, less reward, and therefore, I'm a big advocate of leaving money in the private hands and keeping government small.
You know, you and I, aside from being fellow golfers, fellow avid golfers, agree completely, you know, on that issue. I am very, very concerned about the fact that the administration seems to be going in a direction of, redistributing income, for lack of better terms, raising taxes, taking money. Well, they say they're not going to raise taxes. They say they're only going to raise taxes on the wealthy, $250,000 a year or better. But, you know, it just strikes me that that's the wrong thing to do because, as you say, you're taking liquidity out of the system. What's that all about?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I know. I mean, when you see the solutions, think about it. I was thinking about this from their perspective. If you have, you know, 1,000 employees, those 1,000 employees you're going to run into, you're going to talk to, they're going to gripe to you, they're going to, you know, those are the people they're in touch with and not the constituents. They might see one or two constituents, you know, out at a restaurant or something like that and get their ear full. But on a day-to-day basis, they're hanging around that team they call their employees. And by hanging around that team, they're constantly in their face about all the reasons they can't do what they need to do, which is, you know, run a smaller, more effective government because, you know, it's basically like you're walking into an office and everybody's there. So I think, and this is my perspective, the only way that the constituents is, have a vote is to vote, and they better get out and vote every year, you know, or every time there's an election. And so I'm a real advocate that everybody needs to vote.
I'm a real advocate of that too. I have to tell you, I was interviewing a fellow from South Carolina who's one of the legislators in South Carolina. His name is Michael Pitt. Michael Pitt is so avid about what is going on right now economically that he has introduced a bill in South Carolina basically to have an asset-based monetary system in that particular state. Now, the odds of that passing, you know, wholeheartedly are slim to none, but, you know, that's not unique. Idaho recently passed a measure where many of the obligations in the state of Idaho can be satisfied utilizing silver. And I think it's interesting that the folks down south are beginning to feel exactly the same way. Asset-based currency, I mean, do you think that's a good idea?
That's a unique idea, I think, in this day and time. But, you know, if it works, I don't see a problem with it. Do you?
Well, it worked for literally almost 200 years in the sense that we were on a gold standard until President Nixon took us off it in 1971. That's an asset-based currency, and I'm amazed, quite frankly, that that we ever got off it. You know, we've been talking about commodities, been talking about, you know, precious metals, etc. Talk a little bit to me, if you would, and let our listeners know what you do.
Okay, first of all, and I think it's unique in this day and time, we have a school located in Mobile, Alabama, and we built it in 2001, and we've been through good markets and we've been through bad markets, but what we teach is unique. We teach the 24-hour market, meaning we teach the global market. We teach people how to have jobs during the day, trade at night. We teach people how to get up early in the morning, trade before they go to work, and we teach that professional trader investor out there techniques to use the futures market, to use the options market, and use the stock market at the right time of day, time of week, and time of month. And so we have a comprehensive program. Our curriculum is broad-based, and if you're interested in any part of trading, we have a course dedicated to that. And it's and what makes that course so unique, in my estimation, is done by real traders.
Now, when you talk about trading, you're not talking specifically commodities. You're talking about commodities, securities, the whole gamut, right?
The whole gamut, across the board. Every asset class we cover.
Okay. How can – well, number one, I guess, you know, we've got about a minute left here. Success of the school. I mean, I'm assuming you guys have grown, et cetera. You're nationwide based in terms of your student body?
Yeah, international. We have people all over the world that come to Mobile. We teach our classes online. They can go to www.dtitrader.com mm-hmm. and look at our website. They can come in on Wednesday on the web, free, and watch us live trade. I mean, it's constant education going on 24 hours a day.
How'd you get involved in that?
Well, it's an old client of mine back from my Wall Street days had went to a school, and he basically convinced me to do it. And I sort of enjoyed it, and since that time, we've been helping people around the globe.
That's fantastic. Hey, listen, we're going to have Tom Busby back on the show in the future. He may run a school, and I know he runs a successful school, but, you know, to do something like that, you've got to be a real expert in the whole area, and commodity certainly falls into that category. Tom, thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, thank you, and hitting straight.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.